Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 30th day of Tishrei, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Mishaloi Chag. What happens if a person did not celebrate by bringing the karbonis that are obligatory for Yom Tov? He didn't bring the Olas Re'iyah, he didn't bring the Shalmei Chagiga, which we've been talking about. He didn't bring it b'yom tov harishon shel chag on the first day of Yom Tov, which is the main time to bring them. That's the main mitzvah, the first day of Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, chogeg is kol haregel. He's still got a chance to do it through all the days of Yom Tov. So, for example, first day Pesach, he can do it all of Pesach till the seventh day. And all of, if he didn't bring it first day Sukkos, all of Sukkos until the seventh day. But not only the seventh day of Sukkot, V'yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, says the Mishnah. And Sukkot, you've even got an eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. And the Chiddush here is that even though Shmini Atzeres is considered a festival in its own right, we don't call it Sukkot, we call it a regel b'fnei atzmai. Nevertheless, you can still make up for the Olas Re'i and Shalmei Chagiga that you didn't bring on Sukkot. Over ha'regel v'loi chag, but if all the days of the festival have gone, and he hasn't brought the karbonos, there's no longer an obligation to make up for it, because the mitzvah is gone. Can't do it anymore. Al zeh ne'emar, concerning such a person that says, or such an event, me'uvas layuchal liskoin, vechesroin layuchal lehimonos. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is missing can never be counted. In other words, the mitzvah is gone, and there's no way of getting that back again. So we've mentioned Pesach and Sukkot. What about Shavuos? Now, Shavuos is only one day. But it also has Tashlumin Kol Shiva. You can make up all 7 days. Even though the Yom Tov is only the one day, Min HaTorah, nevertheless, if a person didn't bring the Re'iyah Karban or the Chagiga on the day of Shavuos, he can bring it all the other 6 days after Shavuos as well. How do we know that? It's not Yom Tov. We know this, the Gemara says, because in the same breath, when it talks about the 3 times a year that all the males, all your zchurcha, have to appear before the Lord, it says, v'chag ha-matzos, v'chag ha-shavuos, v'chag ha-sukos. Because all three are mentioned together, we compare, the Torah is comparing Shavuos to the other Yom Tovim. Just like matzos, v'chag ha-matzos and sukos, you've got the shlumin, make up all 7 days, also Shavuos, one has all the 7 days. Which is one of the reasons that we don't say Tachanun on the 6 days after Shavuos as well. Mishnah Zayin. Once we mentioned that pasuk in Kehelas by Shlomo Melech, the crooked cannot be made straight and the missing cannot be counted, with regard to the topic of the Masechta, Chagiga and Ria, now Mishnah brings other examples or other drashas on this pasuk. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Eizeh Mu'uvas She'ena Yochel Liskoin. What's an example of the crooked that cannot be made straight? And here he's going to tell us that it could refer to a sin which is so grave and yet there's no way to remedy it. Zeha Bala Erva. This is one who lives with someone that's prohibited to him, a woman that's prohibited as an incestuous relationship. An erva, arroyos, we call it. V'hoilid m'mena mamzer. And from that relationship, he has a mamzer born. That sinner will never have a remedy. Can't do tshuva for it. Because no matter what tshuva he does, the mamzer that is born and that he created in the world will always be there to testify about his sin. Im tomer begonav gozal. If you will suggest, what about stealing and robbing? Well, that you can fix. Yochel Holachzir, you give back, one gives back what one stole, then v'yisakin, he's able to fix it, fixes his avera. But living with an erva and producing a child, a mamza from it, can never fix that. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, in Korin mu'uvas elo l'misha hoya masukin betchila. The expression used by Shlomo HaMelech, mu'uvas, means one who became crooked, can only refer to someone who was originally straight. He was a good person. Vinis Aves, and then became crooked. And what's an example? V'ezer, what's an example of that? Ze Talmud Chochem ha-perish min ha-Torah. This refers to a Talmud Chochem who separated from Torah, and as a result of separating from the Torah, he became mekulkal, he became spoiled.